Hello, my name is Roy St. John on WHRW Binghamton. This is This Day in History. On May 21st, 1927, American pilot Charles A. Lindbergh lands at Le Bourget Field in Paris, successfully completing the first ever non-stop solo flight between New York and Paris. His single-engine monoplane, the Spirit of St. Louis, had lifted off from Roosevelt Field in New York 33 and a half hours before.
I rule. I'm Charles Lindbergh. Take that, Fritchies. Yeah.
Oh, ow.
Lindbergh, how long was your flight?
What? No, no, my butt hurts.
Oh, I am sorry about that. Did you bring us some Lindbergh cheese?
It's Lindbergh, not Lindbergh.
Oh, I'm sorry, senor. I mean, monsieur Lindbergh.
Can I speak to someone else, please? I'm Charles Lindbergh, big star.
All right, I will bring another Frenchman from this country.
Hello, this is Dr. Bouchard.
Well, doctor, whose name I can't be bothered to attempt to pronounce, I'm Charles Lindbergh, a.k.a. Lucky Lindy, big-time star. Please, give me star treatment now.
Well, I hear that you have a pain in the anus, and you would not be so lucky were you to get colorectal cancer or prostate cancer.
I have no idea what you just said, but my butt is killing me.
Are we a cancer connoisseurs in France?
Yeah, this guy is spouting gibberish, too. Please, just give me a cushion or something. I'm sure I'll be fine.
Monsieur, should you die from prostate cancer, there's a very good chance that, well, you wouldn't be around to protect your children from, say, kidnappings.
Look, I haven't slept with one of your French harlots, so there's no way I can get this venereal prostate, whatever it is you just made up. I'm Lucky Lindy. I'm going to bed. My name's Lucky. Everything good happens to me. Good night. Now leave my room.
2 seconds later, Lindbergh was dead from prostate cancer. Make sure that you, as you get on in years, have your prostate examined, if you're a man, because it's important not to get cancer. This is This Day in History on WHRW Binghamton.